first comment is that Mr. Gross, with regard to Mr. Grossbeck's statement about...
Wait.
Sorry.
This is your opportunity to ask questions of Mr. Grossbeck.
Well...
So you're saying comments, but if it's going to be a question, that's fine. I just want to remind you that this is a question.
A question, okay. Mr. Grossbeck, do you think we have perfect knowledge about events in the world? Do you think it's reasonable to expect that we would know everything about everything that goes on?
It's not germane to the subject, Your Honor.
I take it as a relevancy objection. It's sustained.
Thank you.
He's asking the ex-philosophy professor. So we could stay here forever.
I sustain the objection. So he has to move on to another question.
Okay. Excuse me. It might take a couple moments because I have to phrase my thinking in a question here. Into a question. Mr. Grossbeck, you stated that the PD, Prairie Development Corporation, and ECOG they came from government and they work with governing institutions. And could you describe to me how the ECDC did not come from government and does not work with the Board of County Commissioners? Because there's a lot of evidence to me that looks to me like it does work with the Board of County Commissioners and it did come from government. Can you explain why it doesn't?
Well, first, I would like to say that you have pointed out that Prairie Development is a division of the Central Council of Governments.
East Central.
End of discussion. Secondly, there is no evidence whatsoever that ECDC formed, that the Board of County Commissioners, rather, formed ECDC. No evidence whatsoever. It is a citizens group which has ebbed and flowed over at least 20 years. I happen to have come into the 2001 incarnation of it because I was at one time, if you were involved in Elbert County politics as an individual active working with government, you would have known that I was at one time the spokesman for those people to whom we refer to as the obstructionists, the Dunning-Draper group. Once I realized that they were only negative people, I found out that there was this group of people talking about forming an Elbert County Development Council. I joined that group of people. They are a disparate, separate group of people. No relation whatsoever to the Board of County Commissioners. As to your innuendo that Sherry Metley is one of our officers, that's simply to recognize that Elbert County is a small county. There are a handful of people, probably less than a dozen, who are movers and shakers in the county, and as you know, we are on many boards. If Sherry Metley is a competent person, I believe far more competent than her husband, she deserves to serve as an active citizen, as do I.
Mr. Grossbeck, who elected these movers and shakers to run the county?
No one. We do it out of default.
Mr. Grossbeck, were you aware that in the first incarnation of the ECDC, which began in on August 9th of 1989, that Sherry Metley was a director of that group, and that in 1993, Frank Starkey, who was a commissioner, I believe, at the time, joined that version of the ECDC as a director, and I guess I asked the question in context of your bringing up Mr. Starkey with regard to his procurement of the UP Railroad funds. Were you aware of that?
No, and you're referring to a sheet on your submission which is below my ability to read.
Can I introduce something into evidence at this point?
And may I finish my response? And there is no organic sequence between the various Delaware County Development Councils, Economic Development Councils whatsoever. The ECDC, of which I am a member and of which Sherry Metley is a member, as you have demonstrated from your own submissions, began in 2001.
And the fact that Mrs. Metley was part of both organizations, that's not an organic connection?
No, none whatsoever. That's not.
May I introduce this document that shows Commissioner Starkey into evidence?
You can offer it. Let's get it marked and show a copy of it to...
I only have one copy. I'm glad to pass it around.
Show it that copy.
I'm not interested.
You want?
Okay, well, we're going to mark it as Exhibit 3. What is Exhibit 3?
Exhibit 3 is a record of the first incarnation of the ECDC that shows Frank Starkey was a director.
Object to the word incarnation, show some organic relation between these things.
Should I proceed?
Objection to the admission of Exhibit C? I'm sorry, I think that should have been 3, not C.
No, I have no objection. I have objection to the inference that there is an organic relation between these.
Okay, I'm going to admit C, 3.
It is clear that the present Elbert County Development Council began on June 19th, 2001, 13:26 in the afternoon.
And that document that you're referencing is?
It is the plaintiff's submission of the original complaint, his Exhibit 1, my Exhibit A.
All right.
Go ahead. Are there questions?
Yes. Mr. Grosbeck, you said that there's no record of Commissioner Metley establishing the ECDC, and I guess I'd ask you to answer the question, what are we to make of what we thought was a $10,000 payment to the ECDC, but now you say it's a $60,000 payment to the ECDC of public money that was approved by Commissioner Metley. How should we interpret that, if not some sort of an action that gave the CCDC new life in June?
First, I suggest that the difference is your incompetence. And the second, I suggest that it did not give it new life. We had a project. And one of the things that we wanted to do in that project was exactly what you probably know the town of Kiowa Development Corporation has now done. With public monies, they have gone out and done a survey, economic development opportunities, which is...
If I might interrupt, that doesn't really answer my question.
I'm answering your question.
All right, so there's an objection that it's not responsive. I'm going to go ahead and allow Mr. Grossby to continue and see whether it is responsive. So far, not directly responsive.
And there is a meeting on Thursday, the 17th of January, for a presentation of that report. We did exactly the same thing, but on a private level with private funds as a new organization, identical to this other organization. Let's see what the lay of the land gives us in opportunity. We engaged Chesney to do this for us. Chesney cost us some $60,000, which was authorized by the trustees, I don't know if that's the proper legal term, of the Union Pacific Fund, allocated for economic development enterprises only.
So this authorization by the UP trustees, if we accept your characterization, did they give the money directly to the ECDC, or did they give it to the BOCC to disperse?
You just have confused two things. And I have the same confusion as to whether the BOCC is acting as trustees for Union Pacific or whether they're acting as trustees for funds that were put into their direction. I don't know the answer to that problem. That is a problem, if you continue to pursue it, must go to another court than this, must entail research and audit authorized by the BOCC and overseen by the county attorney, at great cost, by the way, for a budget that, as you know, has been decreased because of drop in valuations.
All right, let me see if I understand. You said you don't know if the BOCC is acting as a trustee of the Union Pacific Trust Funds or whether what?
Whether they're appointed as trustees. See, he used two terms. All I know is that there is this money, was this money.
And you got it.
We got a portion of it.
Okay.
That came from the Union Pacific and was their specific contribution with limitations, that it should go to any group interested in economic development.
Was the contribution
looking
directly to those groups, or was it to the BOCC?
Let him finish what he's saying.
Looking toward the, you know, the good of Elbert County to bring industrial development to Elbert County or whatever.
Okay, but
I have not seen the document that did this, nor do I know anybody who knows anything about it. What the relation of the BOCC is to this, whether they are trustees for a Union Pacific fund sequentially, or whether the funds have been given to the county for the BOCC to disperse in a restricted manner. Union Pacific sold off a fair amount of rights of way through Elbert County. The returns from that, some went to Union Pacific, well, obviously the major portion of it went to Union Pacific, and at that time, this is not within my active participation in Elbert County, although I was a resident, at that time, the Board of County Commissioner Starkey said, okay, you guys have just made all this money, and you're pulling out of Elbert County, or at least that portion of Elbert County, why don't you make a contribution, a designated, limited, special use contribution that will enhance economic growth in Elbert County?
Okay, and the total amount of that, do you know what it was? It was
no, I don't. I think it was $120,000. It could have been more.
And this was approximately when?
At least 20 years ago, so far as I understand it. And our ECDC's depletion of this, of the remaining, was in 2001. And at least the law quoted does not say an institution that ever received public funds may never participate in an election.
Okay. And do you know exactly from whom ECDC received the funds?
Honestly, I would have to say historical hearsay.
Well, you were involved with ECDC in 2001 when you got the funds.
Yes.
Were you not a director of the ECDC when it started again in 2001?
Yes. My expertise in all of this is my ability to be what I laughingly call a street fighter and a hustler. I can get people together and get disparate groups together at the table and let's focus on this thing to get it done.
Responsive.
And I know how to swing around and get things done. And I don't know anything about arithmetic or funds.
Okay, but presumably you got a check.
Yes, we did.
And whose name was on the check?
According to the submission here, the check was signed. You have the answer to this.
All I have of what's in the minutes is in the case. The BOCC approved funds.
I didn't get the check. Sherry Metler got the check. He's quoted this sequence in his submissions.
Okay, actually, Chesney got the check, right? Is that the way it works?
He got the check through ECDC.
Oh, okay.
ECDC received funds from the special fund, Union Pacific Fund. It then wrote out the check to Chesney for checks.
Do you know who holds title to the special fund?
No.
Is that a county?
No, that's what I don't know. I call them trustees. I don't know if that's the right term. You're playing with something that happened 6 or 5 years ago, and the money is depleted.
First off, Mr. Grossbeck, I'm not playing.
The law does not say that if we ever receive funds, we cannot participate in elections.
Your Honor, this question of funds receipt is critical to establishing ECDC as a government council, and I think you're right to pursue it.
Well, okay, let me make it very clear. I am just trying to understand the evidence. It is not my job to make this case.
Understand.
Right? It is your job to prove whatever it is you think is relevant. Okay, my questions were merely to try to clarify what had already been said. Any further questions?
Yes. Mr. Grossbeck, does your citizenship prevent you from being a director of the ECDC?
No citizenship.
Well, you've said a number of times that you're just a good citizen participating in government. So does the fact of your citizenship, does that prevent you from being involved with the ECDC?
It motivated me being in it. That's perfectly obvious.
Okay. Mr. Grossby, when you were involved with the car dealer and in petitioning or asking the BOCC to give him some kind of a variance or withhold prosecution under the zoning statutes, do you think that that was getting involved with some kind of a government ministerial function?
Absolutely not. And you have misrepresented what happened.
On the general question of innuendo, you've said a number of times that I'm creating innuendo by quoting these public records. Since I didn't write the public records, could I have really created an innuendo in those
yes.
writings? Mr. Grossby, do you think the 1.4% contribution of the entire ECTI budget was had the largest effect of all the contributions in terms of the impact of the ECTI in this election?
I'm sorry, we clarify the question.
Well, you've mentioned that your $100 contribution was 1.4% of the total, and that swinging the election could not have been done by 1.4% of the total.
I do not say that. I imply it. And thank you for recognizing it was my contribution.
Now, well, yours are, when you're a citizen, when you're in the ECDC, I think that's the question for the court to determine. However, do you think that your funds combined with other funds from other large contributors to achieve the result of producing these election materials? You think your funds were used with other funds?
Well, it absolutely would be stupid and idiotic of me.
Is that a yes?
Let him finish his sentence.
It would be stupid and idiotic of me to think that this personal contribution made in the name of ECDC for 1.4% does not legally represent, if it is taken as a contribution from ECDC, a culpable act of ECDC's. The question for the court to decide is whether or not the evidence which I have submitted here and testimony which I have given here as to the circumstances of this $100 from my pocket in the name of ECDC constitutes a violation of ECDC's participation in an electoral thing or simply a misstep, a misdemeanor, or whatever on the part of an individual who misrepresented where a contribution was actually coming from. This may be my personal misdemeanor. You're pushing it into something entirely else.
Mr. Grossby, did you say that the ECDC has expended public monies?
The ECD expended public monies in 2001, period.
Mr. Grossby, you said that the, you said, quote, we were invited, I think this is a quote, we were invited to make a plea before the Colorado Contractors Association, quote, done by every governmental institution in the state. So when you appeared before the Colorado Contractors Association, did you consider yourself a governmental institution?
No.
Then why did you justify it by saying it's done by every governmental institution in the state?
I believe I misspoke. I'm not used to this sort of thing.
Right.
There were other private entities who were there speaking. Oh, by the way, just slow down. Let me do what actually happened. I then was not speaking for ECDC. I was a member of the Elbert County Transportation Initiative. And this Elbert County Transportation Initiative, as you have pointed out, was begun by Tim Sheridan and some other people. Tim Sheridan and some other individuals says, Charles, self-serving as it may be, in order to get something get done in Elbert County, we want you to work with us.
Is Tim Sheridan a county employee?
Read your own statements.
Well, no. He asked you a question, you can answer the question.
Okay, yes he is, which is also demonstrated in his presentation. And when it came to the presentation before the Colorado Contractors Association and before the County Board of County Commissioners, Tim Sheridan and others said, we want you to be the spokesman. Therefore, I was the spokesman before the BOCC, I was the spokesman before the Colorado Contractors, and what I did before the Colorado Contractors, I made this brief presentation of what we're about, what why we need it, and so on, and then I had our committee there, which included Grant Fair, Tim Sheridan, John Kelly, a couple of others, and then I acted as a moderator and fielded questions so my local experts could answer them. As you well know, I'm a good public speaker in Elbert County and I convince people to get things done.
No further questions.
All right, Mr. Grusby, you have an opportunity to make what would be called redirect testimony. Anything further you want to say?
The final statement of no, I think we've consumed the court's time in this sufficiently.
Okay. All right, so Mr. Grusby, you've presented all the evidence you wish to present and you're arresting your case at this point, is that right?
Yes, if there were any final statement, I would just, demonstrate that everything on the plaintiff's final statement is in error or either severely misdirected.
Okay. I will allow closing arguments. Both parties have presented their cases. Mr. Imperial, do you have any rebuttal that you'd like to give by way of testimony at this point?
Rebuttal.
So this is your opportunity to present additional evidence, if there is any, in response to what Mr. Grosbeek has said. And I'm affording you that opportunity because at the time that I told you it was time for cross, it was clear
sure.
to me you wanted to testify. But it wasn't time then. So I'm going to give you a time to make a rebuttal, and I will give Mr. Grosbeek a time to do sir rebuttal if either of you feel that any further evidence is needed. If you just want to make argument about evidence that's already before me, we can go to that. So the first question is,
let's
do you have any
that.
Additional evidence?
No, I have no additional evidence.
Okay. And because Mr. Imperial is not asking for any rebuttal, then there's no opportunity for sir rebuttal. But there is opportunity for argument, so that's where we'll go now. So, Mr. Imperial, you wish to make a closing argument. Tell me what it is about the evidence that's before me that you believe proves your case. That's the purpose of closing argument.
Well, the central issue, as Your Honor, as you've indicated in your denial of summary judgment, is the nature of the ECDC as a government council. And I believe that a large preponderance of evidence has been produced and discussed, and there have also been admissions by Mr. Grosbeek that all support the ECDC as a government council. Significant money has come into the ECDC through the BOCC. The timing of the of setting up this version of the ECDC is passing strange with regard to the availability of money for it. Traditionally, historically, in Elbert County, the ECDC has been closely allied with the BOCC. In fact, a prior iteration of the ECDC had shares a current director with today's ECDC, as well as had a sitting director of a previous commissioner. The ECDC.
You said it had a prior
director of a previous.
And what did you say before that?
That there is there's a common party, Mrs. Metley, who was in both ECDCs, who was a director in both ECDCs, or is currently.
Well, you haven't established that. You've established that she is the agent, the registered agent.
I believe she's on the list of the articles that was submitted.
Oh, I may have missed that.
Yeah, she is.
She was just listed as an agent.
No, she's also on the list of directors.
Where is that?
That's on. That's going to be in Exhibit 2, I believe. Or you can get it from the Secretary of State's website. Yeah, it's in Exhibit 2 on page 7. The course of business between the ECDC, often conducted by Mr. Grosbeek before the BOCC, over a span of years. I mean, Mr. Grosbeek is undoubtedly a good citizen, and I applaud him for that. However, I don't think his citizenship and his good intentions somehow excuse him from also acting as an ECDC director under all these documented instances when he was appearing before the BCC under the heading of the ECDC. So I really think there's quite a bit of evidence to show that there's an ongoing course of dealing between the BOCC and the ECDC that would constitute some sort of direction and control, if not consulting, participation in ministerial decisions. Those are government activities. So we've got funding, we've got participation in ministerial government activities. Those strongly indicate a government council.
Do you have any law that would define what constitutes a government council? You're kind of making it up, right? And you're saying it's got to be a government council.
No, philosophically, doesn't it? I mean, when you listen to those words, doesn't it sound like if you've got a group that's participating in a government activity and is receiving money from that government, that there are that the organization is probably a little bit more than an independent nonprofit corporation?
Well,
As I said in my opening remark, participation and direction from governments and funding, all from governments. Those to me, indicate a government council.
Which opening statement are you reading now?
This one. The one you've got colored ink all over now.
Anything further?
No, Your Honor. Thank you.
Mr. Grosbeek?
I categorically state I have made no admissions, not one, that ECDC is a governmental institution, that it has any organic implied relation with the BOCC. It is indeed endemic within our constitutional republic that small individual groups of citizens naturally bind together in order to influence elected officials. This does not make us governmental. It makes us active citizens. The concept that my citizenship would preclude my acting as a representative for the Economic Development Council is an oxymoronic statement. The concept that we influenced the BOCC, if one would evaluate the series of submissions by the complainant, I think that our batting average may be 300. It certainly isn't over 500. We are not an effective influencer. It is the nature of nonprofits to get in there and see what they can do for the common good as they understand it. Because it's endemic within the, especially within the Republican political psyche, that once individuals get elected to office, then they need super oversight from citizens. And that's all we've attempted to do. If there were any nefarious act or misdemeanor or anything in this, it is I who committed it with a $100 contribution.
Anything further from anyone?
If you have any questions, I'd be glad to take them.
I think I pretty well got everybody's position clear. So I will be issuing an agency order in this case in approximately 15 days, and it will be mailed to parties. Thank you.
Do you have a correct address for me?
I hope so. Have we been mailing to the wrong address? Well, here's the mailing address that we've got. We've been mailing to a P.O. box. P.O. box 432.
No.
That's not correct?
No. That would be this one.
Oh, I don't think we've ever gotten that.
Well, it's on most of my submissions.
How did we manage to miss that?
Since it was the ECDC who I was complaining against, I just used their registered agent's address.
Okay. So there are two addresses here. Which one are you to use?
The one in Elizabeth. That's
okay.
Los Alamos County.
Okay. All right, so for the record here, we'll be mailing to both addresses, assuming that I don't fail to do it. Going to continue to mail to the address of record.
That's quite right, but it obviously is not collected except erratically.
All right, and then the other one is Thistle Down.
Correct.
2883 County Road 132.
Correct.
Elizabeth 20107.
Correct.
Okay, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.